So Amar Leih, Rashi says, Rav Chisda l'Rava. So Rav Chisda said to Rav, you should know, Boyi l'yoysuvach, I want to ask you kashes, in order to bring more proofs that the Rabbanim could be Yekadov in the Torah. From the case of Oral, we'll soon see what that means, and Hazor, the case of Hazor, the Ismo, the case of Amila, to tarry the knife on Shabbos, and Sadin b'titzis, the question, if you have a decade of titzis that has sharpness inside it, or else the Kivse Yatzeres, those are the karbonis that you bring on Shavuos, or else the Shofar v'Luluv, that the halachas, we know that the Shofar and Luluv, we don't use on Shabbos, and it's only a Shavuos with the Rabbonim. So you see, the Rabbonim have a power to tell us, don't do mitzvahs. But he says, Hashtu the Shonus Lon, now that you're answering me, that Shevi Altaseh, when the Rabbonim say, just sit back and don't do something, loy mekru, that's not called you being oikodovim in a Torah. Is kulonami shevi atasininu. All these kashas I wanted to bring proofs from, there are no more proofs. Because all these cases are shevi atase. The Rabbonim say, just sit back and don't do the mitzvah. That the Rabbonim could do. But we want to bring a proof. Where do the Rabbonim have right to tell you, go and do an avera? That we don't have a proof for. So to our case, that the Rabbanon should say the kid was a mamzer with the Rabbanon, and he's allowed to marry a mamzeris, that we don't have any proof. All these cases are just Rabbanon telling us, sit back and don't do anything. And the cases are like this. Oral, the first case is oral. Oral means when you have a bris mila, you cut off your orla, you call Tommy with the Rabbanon. It's the gay if a ger becomes a Jew on Erev Pesach and he has a bris mila, so he's Tommy with the Rabbanon, he can't bring a Korban Pesach. You see, with the Rabban, he's called Tomei, and he can't do the mitzvah. The Teretz is, the Rabban have the right, they have the right to tell you, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. Hazor is the same thing. If a person is Tomei, and he wants to become Torah on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the Hazor on Shabbos. You can't spritz the Mayim Chaim on him. Even though it's only in the Shavuos Nisa, the Rabbanin, still you see, the Rabbanin said, don't do the Hazor, and let him remain Tomei. Because sitting back is okay. The Ismo, the same thing. If the Moyel forgot to carry the knife to the Bris Mila, even though you only have to carry it through a Nisa the Rabbonin, through a Carmelis, still the Rabbonin said he can't do it, and he can't make the Bris Mila because of that. Even though it's only with the Rabbonin have a right to say, sit back and don't do the mitzvah, that's alright. Who are din Sadeh Metzitzis? With the right, so you're allowed to wear this Begid. Even though it's Shatnis, it's made out of wool and linen, but by tzitzis we say, that's what the Chalaisa say. The Rabbanin said, no, you're not allowed to wear it. It's a gzeira, ksus yoy matzu ksus laila. Maybe you wear it at night time when you put it from the mitzvah and you'll be over there very sharpness. Therefore, even by yom you shouldn't do it. So Rabbanin said, like shev yatasa, just don't do the mitzvah. Kivse yateres, the shayla of the Kabbanis on Shavuos. Rashi speaks out that if you did it, shalom l'shmo, it's possible, and therefore it's only at Nisa the Rabbanin, and still it comes out, the Rabbanin say, don't do it. Rashi says the case here, where you made a Zrik as Adam, and the shalom, you have to make a Zrik on Shabbos, it's only Yostim with the Rabbanin said, don't make the Zrik, don't bring the Korban. So also you see that the Rabbanin says, don't do something. But not to do it, it's okay. And Shofar and Luluv, everybody knows that when Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we don't use the Shofar and we don't use the Luluv. Even though Midiraisi is supposed to do it, but the Rabbanan says, Shevi Atasei, sit back and don't do it. So that's not a kasha. The Rabbanan have right to tell us, sit back and don't do something. But our question is, how do we know to Kumbi Asei that the Rabbanan have right to tell us, get up and do an Isser, that we don't have a proof yet? So Toshima, the Pasuk says, Eilof Tishman, you're supposed to listen to the Rabbonin. That means, even if they tell us, Avor Alachas Mekola Mitzvah Sheba Torah, even if the Rabbonin tell us, be over in Issa, Kagoin Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, like Eliyahu HaNavi. Bar HaKarmel, he went and made a Bama, he brought a Korban at the Shrut Echut, at the Chiyat Chorus, he went and did an Avera, so you see the Rabbonin have a right to tell us, go do Averas. So Gemara says, HaKol Ufisho, everything depends upon the time. But I call upon him, Shomaloi. I call if he's sure, Shomaloi. According to the time, you're allowed to listen to the Rabbanin. So who you see the Rabbanin have a right to be Eikadavim in a Torah B'kum V'yasei, like Eliyahu HaNavi was able to bring a Korban on a Bama, which is an Avera. So Mor says, Shani Hosom Dichziv Eilof Tishmon. There's a possibility to say, listen to them. We have a right to listen to the Rabbanin. Tomorrow says then, Beligma Mineis, learn out from here. Learn out from here. All over the Rabbanon have a right to tell us to do Averis, if we have to. Tomorrow says, Migda Milsa Shani. Here it's different. Here, Baliyoha Novi, Migda Milsa Geder, he made like a gate. So the Chomer were being, the Israelim were being over Avodah Zorah. So he wanted to teach them not to be over the Avodah Zorah. So in order to teach them that the Baal, the Avodah Zorah, was wrong, he was mad to them to bring the Korban on the Boma. Whereas usually you're not allowed to do this. But Migda Milsa, to teach us that not to do a bigger Avera, like not to be over the Avodah Zorah, for that the Leo and Novi had a right to tell them to bring a Boma. But a normal case with Rabbanan not being Migda Milsa, not teaching us to stop doing other stronger Averis, maybe then there's no right to tell us to be Eikah Dovim and Atairah, but Kumbi Asai. So again, we have no proof to say that Rabbanan have a right to be Eikah Dovim and Atairah, but Kumbi Asai. Yetar Shema. Bitlo the Locher is Bitlo Mavuto. Divrei Rebbe. The Locher is by Gittin, if you send your wife a get, is a Tzadik on a day's holding. Toshima bitloy mevutl. That if you mevatl you get, so locheris it's bitl. Bitloy mevutl. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Those if a man sends a get to his wife, and he sends it with a shliach, and the shliach did not give it over to his wife yet, so the husband now comes up and says, I want to be mevatl. I'm mevatl the get, I'm mevatl the shliach. The kids, if the husband says it before the get gets into her hands, the chus mevutl, the get is not called a good get. That's the locha. Like Rashi says here, Baal Shashola get Ishtoi, Vekodam Ubo Etzloi, before the get got to her, he was Mavatlit. The locha is really Midiraisa, he could be Mavatl the get. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Eino Yochel Loi Lavatloi, Loi Loi Saval Tunoi. He says, no, you're not allowed to be Mavatl the get, you can't be Mavatl the get, the get's a good get. And he can't be moisef ed nu tanoim on it. Why? Because him kain, if so, ma koyach bezdin yofem. What's the power of bezdin? In other words, bezdin made a takana to say that a person should not be mevatel his get. What happened here? A man wrote up a get to give his wife, and the shliach is taking it to his wife. And now the man goes to bezdin and tells bezdin, I want to be mevatel the get. So even though really in the rice he could do it, the chum say though, don't do it. The Chum tell Bezdin, don't be mekabel this bittel. Why? Because we have to be afraid, maybe the Shliach won't know that the husband is like saying the get's no good, and the Shliach will give the get to the wife, and she'll get married to somebody else, and it came out, the kids are mamzerim, like really the get is no good. So therefore the Chum says, we should not let the husband be mevatel the get. Now let's say the Chum didn't listen and went ahead and let him be mevatel the get. So mid the Yeraisa, the bittel is called a good get. It's called a good bittel. Mid the Yeraisa, the get is not good. Mid the Rabbanan, though, we're saying the get is good. And so mid the Rabbanan was saying what? The get is a good get. He can't be mevatlet. Why? Because him came makoyach bezdin yofim. If bezdin made it a corner not to do this. See, if you're going to say that if a baal is mevatlet the get, the bittel is good, you're like going against the Rabbanan. Therefore, we have to listen to the Rabbanan that they said the husband does not have a right to be mevatel the get, and we have to look as if the get's a good get. So the question is, for Hocher over here, to mid yiraisa bittel get, mid yiraisa when the husband was mevatel the shliach, says, I don't want the shliach anymore, it's called a good bittel, and the get is not good mid yiraisa. O mishoma koich bezden yofa, kosherin and eshes ishli alma. And because Tam of his Svara, that when Bezdin says something, we have to listen to them, we're saying now the get is a good get, and she's allowed to get married. So the Chur, you see what? The Rabbanan have a right to tell us, even to do something wrong. Like here, the Rabbanan are telling this Isha, you should know you have a get. Even though we derive to the get is no good, the Rabbanan have a right to tell the Isha, your get is good, and therefore she's going to go and get married to somebody else. As she's doing an Avera, Kum V'yasei. So Gemara says Kedushin is different. Hatayi Svara Manda Mekadish Adaita Rabbanu Mekadish. Whenever you make Kedushin Metchila, you only make Kedushin like on a Tanai that the Rabbanu are going to be nich with my Kedushin. The Yavkino Rabbanon Kedushin. And here the Rabbanon, I took away the first Kedushin. So not because of the get. The get taker is no good midiraisa. But the Rabbanon by Kedushin have a right to take away the first Kedushin whenever they want. Like when we're Mekadosh and Isha, we always say, Harayat Mekadosh Isli, but Tabazu, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael means the way the Rabbanon wanted to be. That means that the Tanai, if at any time the Rabbanon see fit to say the Kedushin is not Chal, they're like Eika, the Kedushin of Mafreya. So therefore here, the Rabbanon, since they don't want this get, they don't want the Bittel to be a Bittel, they want the get to be a good get, see, even though Midiraisa the get is no good, the Rabbanon have a power to make the Kedushin no good l'mafreya. So therefore, it's not called the being Eikra Dovim in HaTorah, but really, really, the Kedushin is not Chal. So, Amalei Ravin L'Rabashi, Ha Teinach the Kiddush B'Kaspa. That's good if the husband first married her with money. So with money, either the Svari is the Rabbanon have right to say Hefka Bes and Hefka, the Rabbanon make it as if the money never belonged to him, so the Kedushin was never Chal. Or else, even if the Rabbanon want to make the Kedusha no good, it's as far as they could do. By money, they could do what they want. But Kiddush B'Biyah Michael Meimer, in the case where the husband married his wife with Bia, so what can you say then? L'chura, the Kedusha was Chal with the Bia. So what do you want the Rabbanon to say? The Kedusha is not Chal, and to make that Bia into Bia's Nus, so there's a lot of ways to learn. Some of us should learn, Thamut's as far as the Rabbanon wouldn't do that. The Rabbanon don't want to make a Bia into Bia's Nus. And the Gemara says, no, Enochanami, they did it. The Torah says, Shavu Rabbanon Libilos Abilas Nus. Yes, the Rabbanon have such a power, and the Rabbanon would do it. That the Rabbanon made his Bia now into a Bia's Nus. So therefore, Enochanami, even though the Kedushin was through Bia, but it was also a Manas that the Rabbanon Manich was my Kedushin, and in this case, the Rabbanon said nothing doing. We're not Nicha with your Kedushin. Therefore, the Kedushin is Batol Lamafreya. So it came out now, the Bia, you may talk, it was the Bia's Nus, Enochanami. But our Koponim is not called you being Noika Dovim in Atzera. The Rabbanon by Kedushin have right to say, the Kedushin is not Chal. So again, from here, there's no proof that Rabbanon could be Noika Dovim in Atzera. All right, to turn over. His Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring another proof. That Omer Reb Loza ben Yaakov, Shomati, I heard, She Bezdin Makin, the ancient Shlomo in the Torah. Bezdin have a power to give somebody Malkus, hit somebody, and give somebody an oinish, a punishment, Shalekadin, even though they don't deserve it. For Loy Lavra Adivre Torah, and the last was Siag La Torah. Not because they really did an Avera, but because the Rabbonim want to make a Siag, want to make a gate, that you should not do Averas. What's the case? It was a story with one person. He rode a horse on Shabbos. It's on Yosem of the Rabbonim. At times of Yevonim. And Bezdin killed him, even though he doesn't deserve Skila. So Gemara says, not because he deserved to have the Misa, but the Rabbonim saw fit at that time, by his people were not listening, were doing Averis. So Rabbonim wanted to show them it's a terrible Zach to be Mechal Shabbos. So even for a small thing like this, the Rabbonim had him killed. There was one story. Vishuv Mais, another case happened, Biyodim Echot Shetiach Biyishtetach Asateina. That a person had lived with his wife, had beer with his wife, under the palm tree, openly in the open, under a palm tree that had beer together. They brought this person and his wife to Bezdin, and they gave them Malkus. Not because they really deserved it. The Samitzvah, people being Poratston, they were doing Meister Preetzes. The Rabbanon wanted to stop it. The Rabbanon gave them Malkus even for doing such an action like this. So, the Rabbanon could do something. They could do something. That there it is, Migdamil Sashani. Here the reason why they did these things was to teach the people not to do Averis. So again, when the Chachom are doing something, in order to teach us not to do Averis, that they have the power. That was the Maisa by Elio, by Kara Carmel. He was allowed to tell them to bring a Bama, to bring the carbon on the Bama, in order to teach them to stop doing Avodah Zarah. So where it's a Migdamil Sa, there it's Muta. So kids, we have no clear raya if the rabbanu could be a kadavim in a Torah, but couldn't be a seif. It's like a machlokes. We showing them how we hold if they could or they can't. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "V'loy zeh v'zeh metamim lo." Neither the first or the second husband can be metama when she dies. Again, the case was with Isha, her husband went away, and an Eidecha told her that he died, and she got married to a second husband. And let's say they're both Kahanim. So now when the first husband comes back, the din is states Mizeh Mizeh, but before she gets a get, let's say she dies. So like this, the Lacher is a Kayin, is allowed to be Metama to his wife. Here, neither husband could be Metama, could bury her, if they're a Kayin. For the Marmi Nolan, how do we know this? The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Ki im l'shera ikorav elof. For Yom Amar, Sher is the Wishtoi. We learned that what does it mean? Sher is the Wishtoi. That means the Kohen is allowed to be Metama for his wife. For his wife, he's allowed to bury her. Even though a Kohen is not allowed to touch a mace, but his own Kroivim amutter, his wife is mutter. Uksiv, another Pasuk says, Lo yitama bal b'yam av lecholoi. That no, a husband is not allowed to be metama lechala to his wife. So chur tzastira. So we say like this: Yesh baal shemetama. One husband is allowed to. One kohen is allowed to. For yesh baal shemetama, there's another kohen that's not allowed to. Okay, so how do we have it? Metamahu leishtoi ksheira. If your wife was mutted to you, she was ksheira. Then the loch is when she dies, the kohen, the husband, is allowed to be metama. Is allowed to bury her. But if your wife is psula, is possible to you, then you're not allowed to be metama. To anisha psula, you're not allowed to be metama. So that's why our Mishnah says you're not allowed to be metama to her. You can't be metama to ishtab psula, you can't be metama. And here your wife is psula, you're not allowed to live with her. The Rabbanan said, Taitsa mizer mizer. So therefore, the din is the kohen cannot be metama to her. Right, neither husband gets the mitzias that she finds. If she finds something, usually the halacha is it goes to the husband. Here, neither husband gets it. Whereas says, "Time am I, Omer Rabbanan mitzias isha labayla." Why did the Rabbanan say when the isha finds something, goes to a husband? Ki hechad lo tevil le'eva, that the husband should not come to hate her. The Rabbanan wanted the husband to like his wife. Therefore, it's at the Karnim of the Rabbanin that if she finds something, she has to give it to the husband. But over here, Teilei Teiva V'yeva Adarabba, let them hate her. Because since the Rabbanin want both of them to get rid of her, so therefore they don't care if the husband comes to hate her. Adarabba, let the husband hate her. Here, the Rabbanin want that both husbands to get rid of her. So therefore, the Mitzias do not go to the husbands, but she keeps it. Umaisi Yodeh, the same thing if she does work. Whatever she works, she keeps. She doesn't have to give to the husband. Why? Taima my amar rabbanu ma'isi de la baila. Why did the rabbanu say ma'isi daim go to the husband? Mishum de kochla mizayni, because she eats food. In other words, since the husband has to support her, give her money to eat, therefore the rabbanu said that what she works goes back to her husband. Habhocha, but over here, kivon de mizayni less law, since she does not have any mizaynis. The husband does not have to feed her. Is my Yudea Lavdi Day, who adin what she works, the money she makes by working, doesn't go to the husband. She has a right to keep it. For Loi Meifun of the Rail, the husband, neither husband, if she makes a neder, they can't be made for the neder. Taima, why? Taima, my Yom Rabbon and Baal Meifun. Why did the Torah say that a husband has a right to be made for his wife's nedarim? Kadesh loit is gana, in order that the wife should not be like disgusting in the husband's eyes. If the isha made a neder, something benayla beno, something that affects the husband, the Torah says the Baal has the right to make the neder nothing, he can make the neder. That's only because we don't want the Baal to come to hate his wife. His wife should be disgusting in his eyes. Abahochot is gana for the gana. Here the opposite. The Rabbanan wants the husbands to get rid of her. So the Rabbah let her be disgusting in their eyes, so for sure they'll get rid of her. Therefore here it's a swarm, it's a swara, the husband cannot be made for the Nadarim. Hoysa Bas Yisrael, Nifsla Minakuna. Let's say she was a Bas Yisrael, and she got married to the second husband, and now we find out the first husband's alive. So Lamaisha, she's like a Soita, she's like a Zoina, so she's possible to marry a